Today on the TV Time Machine, we welcome Jamie Kaler of America Facts vs. Fiction. Mr. Kaler is a popular actor and comedian and is best known for playing Mike Callahan in the hit TV series My Boys. Over the next segment, Jamie Kaler will talk about hosting his hysterically historical TV series America Facts vs. Fiction, which airs only on American Heroes Channel. Again, for those of you intrepid enough to prove that you can handle the truth, feel free to beat fiction to a pulp as we leave our mythological past so we can say just the facts, man, in the present. Jamie, thank you for coming on board the TV Time Machine.
Thanks for having me. I love time machines in general, and TV Time Machines like the best thing on earth.
Now, you're the host of America Facts vs. Fiction, which will be airing a Labor Day marathon Monday, September 5th, starting at 9 a.m., only on American Heroes Channel. Now, Jamie, tell us about your show and the upcoming Labor Day marathon.
Well, America Facts vs. Fiction is this amazing show that I kind of fell into, and I feel very lucky to be the host of. It is a show, we've done three seasons so far, and basically the premise was, you think you know history, huh? You think you know about Paul Revere's ride? Well, here's the actual story behind Paul Revere's ride. And because I was on board and I'm kind of in a comedic tone, and the guys who make the show at Workaholic Productions just do this deep research and fun graphics that turned into this really fun comedic take on history with unbelievable facts. Like, they fact-check everything. Everything's through historians and stuff, so it was originally this fun concept show where we'd learn a little things about history, but all of a sudden, because it was so factual and fun, teachers started to come on board and started to use it as tools to teach their students about certain subjects of American history. So all of a sudden, over the three seasons, it went from this little fun, goofy show we were doing to this actual kind of also educational show, and I would go out and speak at schools, and people were using it as learning tools. So the network decided to do a school-yourself marathon, and since we are coming out of the haze of summer and we're going back to school, they're going to, all day Labor Day, they're going to air a ton of the episodes that we've done, whether it's on Fort Knox or the Gold Rush or Prohibition or the suffragette movement or the Underground Railroad or some of the many presidents or the Hoover Dam or Ben Franklin or Douglas MacArthur or Amelia Earhart. Each episode is just this wonderful little story factually checked about this event in American history, and we're doing it all day Monday, so I hope people will tune in. And basically, you can set your DVRs, and here's what's fun about it, it's a show where the parents can watch with the children, because it's fun but educational.
Right, so you can binge on the past, and also American Heroes Channel is working in conjunction with Barnes & Noble as well.
Well, that just came on this year, and it's an amazing, I mean, it just, to me, shows the credit to all the people involved in the show, because Barnes & Noble came on board. They have online, they have a section, you know, like you would have crime or you would have romance or whatever. They have a section designated for the American Heroes Channel, and they're all historical books that are written by some of the people we use, the historians and the authors that we use to fact check all of our stuff are all accredited authors with these, you know, these true books. And so they have a whole section where you can watch our show and then go over to barnesandnoble.com and find some of the books that they've written, which you can go into even more detail about whatever topic it is that you want to see.
Wow, that's awesome. Now, for you personally, what are some of the most surprising and fascinating facts versus fiction that you've revealed on your show?
Here's what's funny. I feel like a pretty educated guy. Like, I was a smart guy. When I came onto the show, I was like, yeah, this sounds easy and it'll be great. But I know history, and you're not going to, you know, there's nothing going to be shocking to me. And every single episode, numerous times an episode, I have to stop in the booth as I'm recording and go, wait a minute, you're telling me this happened? They used the spire at the top of the Empire State Building to land blimps? Right. Like, it was originally built on the top of the Empire State Building as a landing port for dirigibles, for blimps. And they tried to land one once when the building was first put up, and it was 50-mile-an-hour winds. And they were trying to get people across a gangplank, and it was the most dangerous thing that's ever happened on Earth. And people were like, this is a terrible idea. Like, it's all these little nuances that kind of get overlapped throughout history. The fact that, you know, Thomas Edison gets all the credit for inventing the electric light bulb, and the fact is he didn't. It had been around for like 40 years. He was just the one who kind of finally figured out the filament problem with it.
Wow.
The fact that we always think Houdini was this special guy who was double-jointed, he wasn't. He was just kind of this, he was really good at what he did, and he taught himself to hold his breath for up to 4 minutes, which people at that time didn't really know you could do. And so he had this amazing skill that gave him the time to kind of get through all of his tricks. And, you know, it was all mystery to everyone else. And so every episode we do about people, I'm just shocked. I'm like, wait, really? Oh, wow, I thought this about history. Paul Revere didn't actually make the midnight ride. He got arrested that night. It was Dawson Prescott who made the ride. But Revere's name rhymed better, so Longfellow used it in the poem and made the midnight ride of Paul Revere. It usually turns out the person with the best publicist becomes the most famous, but the truth is, it's never that way, right?
See, this is embarrassing because we all think we know history and we really don't. That's the great thing about your show is that you're laying out these facts and then boing, you know, it's a curveball and wait a minute, fiction.
Well, that's kind of been the fun hook of the show. Like, we open every show with, you think you know the story of the gold rush. And then all of a sudden, and we break it down. We go, here's what you think you know. And people go, yep. Yep, that's exactly how it went, and that's how it went, and that's how it went, and that's how it went. And then we go, here's the truth, and then we break it down for you. So for me, it's a little bait and switch, which in my comedy mind, I love.
And it's not only historical facts, it's also factual facts, like a penny won't kill you if it lands on your head dropped from the Empire State Building.
I'm so glad you said that. That was one of the things I was like, I thought it would.
Exactly.
No, not a chance. And they've done it. And they even, I think we showed it in the show. And I was like, yeah, I was blown away. I totally thought that. The Empire State Building one really shocked me. It's amazing when you get into the details. Like, there was a plane crash. A plane crashed into the building,
right.
Killed a couple people. People fell down the elevator shafts. It was like, it was nuts on how they built the thing. If you think back to that era, to build something of that size, I think we take it for granted
right. How
amazing structurally stuff like that is. We did one on the Brooklyn Bridge, on how they built the Brooklyn Bridge. And it's a testament to the genius. Like, I wouldn't even know how to do that today. Do you ever think about that? Like, those people knew it then. Some guy sat down and drew it up and they built it. Like, they had to build the caissons. How would you go down and dig into the mud? I wouldn't even know how to do it. And it's really astounding to me what man has accomplished. And to look back in that era and see the genius of some of these people and what they accomplished is really fascinating to me.
Yeah, in terms of the Empire State Building, I think you said that it was very dangerous building it. I think you said for every 100 floors, one man died.
Yeah, well, I think there was preconceived notions of that a lot of people died, and it wasn't. It was actually
the guy
who built it, the safety regulations. But for that era, it was not, because, you know, other people were building things and people were getting killed left and right. But people weren't then. I think about the people who worked on the Hoover Dam. We did one on the Hoover Dam, which, by the way, the cement is still drying inside the Hoover Dam.
Really?
And will dry for like hundreds of years or something. It was crazy when they talked about how much cement went into building the Hoover Dam. When you think about that, trying to block the Colorado River.
Right.
Some guy sat and picked a spot and was like, yeah, we're just going to block this right here. Back in that era, to think about what it would take to actually get that done, and we have all this archival footage, and we talk about what it actually took to build the Hoover Dam. I think when you drive over stuff like that nowadays, we take that for granted, but when you think about it in that era and what they did, and without the technology that we have today, how they built things like that,
yeah,
I mean, it's just phenomenal.
So why do historical myths even exist? How are they created and perpetuated? How does that happen?
It's a great question. It is a really good question. I think it's man. You ever done that? There's an improv game where people sit in a circle and one guy whispers a story in the other person's ear. And then that story goes around the circle. And then they ask the first guy, what was your story? And he tells the story. And then they ask the last person, what's the story you heard? It's a totally different story.
Right.
Like, we put things into our own perspective in so many ways. You know, it's like they did this whole thing about eyewitnesses. recently I read that they, you know, we were so, the people would be like, absolutely, that's the person I saw. And then it turns out it's not the person they saw. But we convince ourselves of certain truths, and it's hard sometimes to relinquish them and understand how things really happen. And it is that old thing of putting yourself into other people's shoes, but it's hard to view the world in any other way than you're the center of your own universe, right? We're also selfish that we see things in a certain way, and it's hard to convince people otherwise.
Well, on Labor Day, audiences can see your marathon. So when they're binge-watching, what can they expect to experience and discover when they tune into the America Facts versus Fiction Labor Day Marathon?
Well, you know, me as a performer, I just hope they enjoy the show. And here's how I know, and here's why I'm so proud of this show. I've been in a lot of shows. And sometimes I tell people I'm doing shows, and sometimes I don't even tell my own family. My mother will be like, yeah, I saw you on this. And I go, oh, yeah, I did. I shot that. With this show, people and friends have reached out. People I don't even know have reached out online and go, hey, I just want to tell you, I loved this show. And I'm like, I know, right? And some of my friends, they'll be like, you know, you're in it. It's fine that you're in it. But I would watch this show even if you weren't in it. And I go, dude, that's the best compliment I could ever get. Great. I'm really proud of it. I feel lucky to be a part of it, to be honest with you, because I'm the host. I come out and talk. But the people behind the show at AHC and Workaholic Productions have put together this amazing, and the graphics and the facts and the way it's shot. It's just fun. And I'm just the frosting on top, and I kind of bring it home. But I'm really proud of the show, and I think people will watch it and enjoy it. And that's all I can ask.
Great. Jamie Kaler of America Facts versus Fiction, which will be airing a Labor Day marathon Monday, September 5th, starting at 9 a.m. only on American Heroes Channel. Jamie, it's been a tremendous pleasure having you aboard the TV Time Machine. Feel free to join us again in the future or in the past.
Thank you so much for having me, and have a groovy day down in San Diego.
I was born Mary Tyler Moore.
Is Jesse Donald Knotts.
Fred McFeely Rogers.
Leslie Moonves.
Isabel Sanford.
Leslie Renee Stahl.
Robert Edward Turner.
Regis Francis Philbin.
Aaron Spelling.
Since 1999, the Archive of American Television has been preserving the memories, knowledge, and insights of the men and women whose talents and vision have helped shape this remarkable medium. Over 500 video interviews with these TV legends are now available on the Archive of American Television website at metvlegends.org. There, you can sign up to receive news, updates, and also become a sponsor to help preserve television history for generations to come. That's metvlegends.org.
The mythological proportions of Star Trek provide something that's missing in people's consciousness, psyche.
The Archive of American Television, capturing television history, one voice at a time.